The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Mel and Josie, thanks for joining us here on the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Mel, first of all, how's pre-season gone for you?
Morning, Andy. Yeah, we've had lots of opportunity to play together as a group, which is great, and we've upped the number of sessions that we're having in the week, so access to players has been really good. We've had a good run at some pre-season fixtures, played obviously at Fast Five, which seems a long time ago, back in October, and then Rise again. So yeah, a real lot of court time together in the pre-season prep.
Just so you've been part of them, how have you seen them?
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, I had ankle surgery in August, so I missed out, heartbreakingly missed out on Fast Five, but I got to obviously be there with the girls, and it's been nice to watch us build in every single game. And Mel always says to us, all we need to do is be better than last time, and I think we've done that really well this year, and we're kind of building on every game, and we're looking forward to the season on Saturday.
Excellent. Obviously, Mel, Josie's been named as captain. You've got Rich and Iona as vice-captains. Give us a bit of the insight behind that.
Well, I think the leadership group is really important, and at WASPs it's always been really important that we've chosen the right captain and the right leaders to support that captain. So in Josie, you get Josie, you get what you see. She wears her heart on her sleeve. She brings an enormous amount of energy to everything that she does, and she's hugely supportive, friendly to all of the new players. We've got quite a new squad, so she was the obvious choice for us for captain. Rachel and Iona are quite different in their leadership styles, and that's important too. And we've really tried to create leaders across the whole of our squad. In fact, I heard a snippet of something that Josie said to the game during our to the players during our pre-season game, and I was really chuffed that she used the words that we're trying to create leaders across the court. And I think that's very much our philosophy this year. So Josie's not carrying that weight on her shoulders all the time, but we're trying to get people to support her in that role as needed.
And Josie, for you, obviously, captaining a side, bit of an honour.
Yeah, I was absolutely chuffed. It's kind of been, obviously, I assume it's everyone's dream to kind of be named as captain of a Super League team when you play for a Super League team. And I think that's just an honour in itself. But actually to be given the role of captain and be kind of in charge and be deemed good enough to like look after and lead the girls I was really, really pleased.
And WASPs will still be the right environment for you at this stage of your career?
Yeah, definitely. I think that I've been at WASPs for sixth season, I think. Kind of the COVID years throwing me off as how many years I've been here. But I love this environment. I think it's my home. I envision playing here for the rest of my career. However long that may be, I hope it's forever. I hope to play for as long as Rachel does. But the support and the kind of the environment we've got where we have all the girls together and from our leadership team and the management and everyone around me, I absolutely love it, and I don't see myself playing anywhere else.
And you'll be still learning more day by day and just enjoying being part of it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I learn every session. I love coming to training because I love being challenged and I love learning. Obviously, you've got some excellent minds, obviously, in Mel. We've got Colette, who is just an absolute stalwart of the game. And we've got Bianca, who is an amazing defensive coach. So I love learning from all three of them.
Mel, obviously, you had to bring in some new players. Maybe you look at some of them, the likes of Lauren, obviously, the experience there. You've strengthened where you need to.
Yeah, we've got quite a new squad, actually. And one thing I didn't say about Josie and Rachel particularly is their loyalty. You know, they make captaincy choices a little bit easier. But we've freshened up the team a little bit. We've made some intentional changes, not just the players, but we've got an analyst, we've got a new S&C coach, we've got a new on-the-bench team manager. And it was time, really, after five seasons to do something a little bit different. Clubs evolve, and our club is evolving in very much more one club philosophy across the three different sports, with women's rugby and men's rugby as well. So yeah, across our squad, we're actually a pretty young team, and those that are still playing internationally, such as Christina and Ella, are still very young. They're only 22. So we've got a real mix. And then somebody like Lauren, who is hugely experienced in Super League, but perhaps takes on a slightly different role with WASPs this season in terms of her maturity and her natural leadership too. And, you know, she's playing relatively new position. She's playing across centre and wing defence for us, which she's had some learning to do as well. So, yeah, a real mix in the group. And I think sometimes we forget, don't we, Josie, that the squad is quite young, and we've got some real rising stars in our group. And our philosophy the whole of pre-season, as Josie said, is to get better at every training session and every opportunity to get to play. And one thing that I know about this team is that we're going to get stronger and stronger throughout this season. So hopefully surprise a few people.
Josie, you happy with the new kit?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the pink was definitely a surprise, but I absolutely love the pink. I like that we're all kind of playing together. I like the black, obviously, similar to the rugby lads and the girls as well. It feels much more like a unified whole squad across the three clubs. So it's nice that obviously we're playing in the same stuff. And I think actually it kind of brings us all together.
Mel, assurance really to fans that, all right, the arena is a bit of a massive place at the best of times, but you'd be wanting to get everybody back in for those home fixtures, and obviously safety protocols are in place. What's been done there?
Yeah, the bonus for our club is that obviously rugby's been running COVID-safe protocols for a long time now. So in terms of the match day, we're probably slightly ahead of other big arenas. So totally safe. We're desperate to get fans back. We cannot wait. It's 2 years pretty much since, I think almost when we get to the day when we play Stars at home, it will be about 2 years since we last set foot in the arena on match day. And that's going to be hugely exciting for us. So, yeah, we're desperate for fans to come back and the COVID safe environment where everything's completely controlled as it can be. And we've got the experience from rugby. So, yeah, we can't wait to see everybody again.
Josie, it's just nice getting back home, really, isn't it? Those home venues, especially after shared venues last season, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, definitely. The CBS is such an incredible venue. I think I hands down think it's probably the best netball venue we've got in the league. It's got such a great atmosphere, and especially when we had like kind of the fan zone going on, it just means that everyone's really engaged even before the game. I absolutely love playing there, and I'm really looking forward to being back there and actually having some of that kind of home advantage of having our fans kind of being in our own venue and feeling really comfortable playing at home.
I'm not going to suggest a personal goal for you, but if you were captain and you got a fifth Super League title, that would be pretty smart, to say the least.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm always chasing the likes of Tamsin, Pam and Rach with their seven massive big seven Super League titles. And obviously I'm still playing one of the best in Rachel Dunn. So hopefully we can get her eighth and she can be the leader on that table.
Are you a kind of player that just takes the game at a time though?
Definitely. I'm definitely looking forward. I'm like, our aim is always top four. I think that's the most important thing. Every team goes into the league, and if they don't, I'm not sure why, but every team who goes into the league looks like getting to top four, because once you're in top four, anything can happen. And that's the first stepping stone of where we need to get to. And obviously we've got short-term goals in terms of how we get there. But definitely I'm looking ahead, and that is where I want to be.
Opening weekend where you see Mavs on Saturday and Sirens on Sunday. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
How's the side looking?
We've had two really good Saturdays leading into this. So we've played against some of the best in Bath and Thunder, which is all intentional. So we've pushed ourselves, played huge numbers of combinations. And I think we've learned what we needed to learn as coaches, ready to take on the first weekend. So, yeah, I feel slightly nervous this morning for the first time. I woke up thinking this is game week. So we're kind of deloading a little bit in training in terms of the volume of hours. It will be just as intense, but slightly shorter. We might just get them a slightly easier conditioning session on Wednesday morning. But I think
treat as well.
I know, yeah. You heard that first.
I actually did put it in your Sunday communication, Josie, so I've got it in black
and white now. So, I know. I'm going to show you that on Wednesday morning.
Yeah. So I think we feel good going into the weekend. We're obviously staying at the CBS Arena, which again makes us feel really comfortable. We've had some real success on weekends when we've stayed there, but very much kind of keeping within our own little bubble, and we're running our own journey. We're trying to get not disturbed by who's playing against us, who isn't, who's available, who isn't, who's injured, who isn't, who isn't. We're following our own story this year and shutting out all that noise. And that's one thing I've been really proud of this group. We still don't know this season who really is going to be our opposition in terms of taking the court, because unfortunately COVID and injury are not going anywhere. So we are heads down, keeping our group to our group and concentrating on one game at a time. They're both toughies this weekend, we know that. But who do you want on the opening weekend? Because across the 11 teams, there's some real quality this year. So I think every team is going to be a challenge for all of us. So, yeah, cracking opening against Mavericks. And then we got to back it up with a game against Sirens, which is that neither team have ever been easy for us to play. And likewise, we haven't been easy for them either. So we're as ready as we can be. We just need to have a really good week of training, keep everybody in our own squad fit and well, because we are all at the moment. And let's pray it carries on that way right through to Saturday.
But Josie, the important thing is, I mean, you just have to get through it all as a team, as you have done, and just really embrace the season ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I think what's really special about this group this year is that we're all really jolly. I know it sounds really strange, but we're a really happy bunch. And at training, I think, like Mel alluded to earlier, we've got leaders not only in myself, Rach and Iona, but all there across the court. And in combination, who on the court, I don't think myself or Rach were on the court at the weekend. And it was nice to see the likes of Iona and Ella and Lauren kind of step into their leadership roles. And actually, we need players to all want to lead and all bring our squad together so that we as a team can be as united as we can and put out the best performance we can.
Brilliant. Josie and Mel, thanks a lot. And speak to you over the course of the season.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Andy. See you soon.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.